Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Wednesday, April 24th. If you spotted a large, low-flying plane circling overhead today, it's a military plane. The Royal Canadian Air Force has been doing some training over Owen Sound, Georgian Bluffs, and Chatsworth today. The CC-130J Super Hercules came from Canadian Forces Base Trenton and spent the better part of the morning circling around just south of the city before landing to refuel at the Owen Sound Billy Bishop Regional Airport. An airport official says the Air Force notified them of the training ahead of time. Several upgrades are being completed at the Harry Lumley Bayshore Community Center over the next few weeks. City staff say the dehumidifier is being replaced to improve ice quality. A new community hall sound system is being installed, and new heating units are being put in for the dressing room hallways. Some interior doors that are more than 40 years old will also be replaced, and the kitchens are going to be renovated in a couple of community rooms. Bruce County's second annual housing forum recently brought municipal representatives together to address affordability. County Commissioner of Community Development, Claire Dodds.
One thing that we're really focused on at the county and with our municipal partners is understanding that we're not the only level of government that needs to come together in order to put affordable housing solutions in place.
The meeting was held earlier this month in Walkerton. The hope is to present a housing action plan to county council in June, and a new housing and homelessness plan is also in the works. The provincial government says it's moving ahead with a plan to build more modular homes. They say they're reaching out to firms across North America to gather insights about construction costs, timelines, and supply chains to inform further plans to deploy modular or prefabricated housing in Ontario. Meanwhile, the province says it is increasing the speed limit on a number of highways this summer. This July, the MTO will make the limit 110 instead of 100 kilometers an hour on parts of the 401, 403, 406, and 416, as well as on Highway 69 from Sudbury to French River. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is down 138 points to 21,873. The Dow Jones is down 42 points. Our dollar is trading at 72.97 U.S. cents, down 22 one-hundredths of a cent, and the price of oil is $82.75, down 61 cents a barrel. In sports, it's Game 3 tonight. The Toronto Maple Leafs host the Boston Bruins. The series is tied 1-1. The latest on William Nylander, Leafs head coach Sheldon Keefe says there's a chance he'll play tonight. That's a 7 o'clock start for the Leafs and Bruins. Elsewhere in the NHL playoffs, Game 2's in the Western Conference. The Oilers will try for a 2-0 series lead over the LA Kings, and the Vegas Golden Knights take on the Dallas Stars. In the Professional Women's Hockey League, Ottawa and Montreal have games tonight. Getting near the end of the regular season, the playoffs are due to start in May. And the Blue Jays continue a four-game series in Kansas City tonight. The Jays and Royals have split the first two. You can find more sports posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. Checking the forecast. A mainly clear sky tonight, 50-kilometer wind gusts becoming light, the temperature dipping to around minus 3, feeling like minus 8 with the wind chill through the overnight. Sunshine on Thursday and a high around 9 degrees. Right now it's plus 1 in Tobermory, 3 degrees in Hanover, and it is 2 degrees in Owen Sound. I'm Claire McCormack. Now you are up to date.